Proverbs 20 verse 2 says, "The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul." This is a very interesting proverb, but not just for the obvious truth stated. It might seem obvious to most, but we'll begin by pointing out that the proverb is basically saying that you don't want to provoke the king because it could cost you dearly. Your freedom, your status, your livelihood, and even your life in some cases. But then some will point out, correctly, that in most countries, and certainly here in the United States, we have no king. So according to many, this proverb doesn't apply. And that is true technically. But these proverbs are meant to be taken on principle as well as on the specific literal point being made. In other words, we don't have a king in America. That much is true. But this same principle applies to anyone with power and the ability to do you harm or even destroy you. And I believe that what we have in America right now is actually worse than having a king. We have a government run by unelected bureaucrats with so many laws and regulations on the books that some claim that every American is breaking at least one federal law nearly every day of their lives. I remember Rand Paul standing behind a podium, and on each side of him stood 74,000 pages of laws and regulations just related to federal taxes. And I saw a photo of the United States Code in print, all in hardback volumes, and they took up nearly 400 volumes. It filled four huge metal bookcases with five shelves in each case, holding nearly 20 volumes on each shelf. And when a Marxist tyrannical government takes control, they can use that swamp filled with laws and regulations to take down anyone who stands in their way. Legitimate law enforcement receives a report of a crime, and then they go out and arrest the suspect and then put the suspect on trial, but the suspect is to be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt. But Marxists arrest their enemies and then go looking for the crime so they can put their victim on trial before a crooked Marxist judge. That's what's been happening to Donald Trump here in 2024. It's what's been happening to abortion protesters as elderly men and women, along with other innocent Americans just practicing free speech, are being locked up or put on house arrest and probation for years. And I believe that's only going to get worse and worse, right up to the time of the rapture. 2 Timothy 3:10 through 13 says, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me." And verse 12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And then verse 13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Over and over we are warned of persecutions and the fact that they'll heat up as we approach the end of the age. In this proverb, we're warned not to needlessly provoke the king, and we would do well to heed that warning. Anyone in power with the ability to destroy you. But we're living in a day when simply standing up for what is right could bring down the wrath of a wicked deep state government. And when that time has come, we would do well to remember Acts 5:29. "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men." And also then consider the words, just part of his poem, written by C.T. Studd, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Let's go forth to serve Christ wisely."